Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. Amen. God is going to do a great thing in our life, because I believe it's in the business of transforming lives. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Zacchaeus, and he was a ruler of the synagogues, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physician, and neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Say to your neighbor, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throw thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" And Jesus said, "Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." And when the woman saw that she was not healed, the Bible said, "Well, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in war, in peace." I want you to look at the face of your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, look at me carefully." Say to your neighbor, "Neighbor, look at me carefully." Amen. I want to minister on the subject that who touched him? Who touched me? But you are not going to say, "Who touched me?" You're going to say, "Who touched him?" Amen. Say to your neighbor, "Who touched him?" Hallelujah. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Praise God. And what I'm about to share with you, there are things that we can only catch by revelation. It doesn't matter how close we read the subject. It doesn't matter. Let me see your son, Michael. All of you come to the side. I can see your face. I can see you. The two of you come to the side. Let me see your faces. Amen. Praise God. Put your hands together for this hardworking guys. Oh, okay. No. Susan, you don't go. Sit there. I want to see your face there. I may tell you to touch the keyboard for me. Amen. Praise God. What I'm about to share with you is that somebody must touch Jesus today. Somebody under the sound of my voice, if you leave this house, you are going to cultivate the habit of touching Jesus. I didn't hear amen. I said, somebody under the sound of my voice, you are about to be affected by the divine grace of God to be touching Jesus. The Bible said what? It said she touched what? Jesus. The reproductive process starts when a sperm of man and the female egg produce what? Produce meet at a point to cause what? To cause one to be born. When the sperm release and the female egg release, then when they meet together, it begins to fertilize. In isolation of one of them, there is no fertilization. The same way faith must be united with the word of God to manifest his glory. The reason why God sends forth his word is to show forth what? His glory. Come and shout glory. The reason why God have decided to speak his word to somebody is not because of anything, but he wants to show forth his glory. And when God releases his word, it must meet what I call faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he who come to him must know that he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. God is always releasing his word, but the challenge we have as Christians is that we need the faith to manifest the word. Faith is not sold. The believer must develop it and exercise it. Say to your neighbor, develop it and exercise it. Now, if I have to develop it, how do I form it? How do I create it? The Bible, when you look at scientifically, when the fetus or when the sperm come together with the egg, it must be formed first before it is developed. So it must start from somewhere before it develops. You can't develop something that is not formed. Amen. Praise God. The process of acquiring faith start with hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Romans chapter 10 verse 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Come on, say word of God. Now in Mark chapter 4 verse 24 to 25, the Bible said was, if faith cometh by hearing, I want to just draw a bit of information from last week before I jump into this week. Amen. If faith cometh by hearing, then one of the things that Mark is telling you and I to do is that if the development or the acquisition of faith is predicated upon my ability to hear the voice of God, then Mark chapter 4 verse 24-25 is saying that, and he said unto them, if faith cometh by hearing, this is what you need to do then. He said, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye what? Ye measure. What does it say here? With what? It said, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye what? Ye meter. It shall be what? Measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. Praise God. So your giving is based on what you hear. In my study this week, I was sometimes as a pastor, you go through things that you feel like giving up. As a Christian, there are times in your life that you feel like giving up. Praise God. There is nothing wrong with you coming to that point, but there is a problem when you give up. You can feel like giving up, but you don't have to give up. Because God is calling us to a better future. Amen. He said what? When I was studying something this week, previously, I came to a point where I was struggling. I was having challenges with my life. And in my life, in the sense that things were not working the way I wanted them to work. And sometimes as a pastor, you know, you sometimes invest so much into the flock, you invest so much into the church. And when things don't go right, you want to give up. Praise God. So I felt like giving up. But I came to a point through, and I started listening to, I started spending more time with pastor conferences, and I came to the point where I started associating the fact that there are certain people who are also going through the same thing I'm going through. And by virtue of the fact that those who are ahead of me has gone through the same thing, and the Lord has brought them out, gives me hope that tomorrow it shall be well with me. Amen. And the same I want you to understand that there are times you come to the point where you feel like giving up. That is why when somebody give their testimony exhort us. Praise God. He said, take heed. And this, when you go through things in life and you begin, the more God cannot start anything with you until you begin to hear about it. So there are some of you who don't, if God wants to break you forth into the realm of the supernatural, he'll begin to cause you to hear about things regarding the supernatural. Praise God. This week I was listening to something in my study, and I came across a man of God who was saying that in his church, somebody came and the Lord touched somebody's heart, and the person gave $100,000. Ooh, I've never heard that before. Immediately you hear that, it tells you that God is getting ready to bring it into your life. You know, you didn't hear what I just said. Immediately I heard that, then I begin to desire for it to happen in my ministry, in this ministry. When he said that, he said, oh, not that wasn't even the biggest offering somebody have given to the church. That person sold into the church building. But that wasn't even the biggest sowing somebody have done into our ministry. He said the last time, how much was it? He said, how much was it? He was asking somebody else. He said, the last time somebody gave $1 million. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And immediately my heart began to open. And God told me, son, I have started causing you to hear this thing because I'm getting ready to bring it into your life. So when God begins to speak to you about something, it means he's getting ready to jump you into it. And today you will hear the right stuff in the name of Jesus. I said today you will hear the right stuff in the name of Jesus. Last Friday I was ministering. I said to the church, a time is coming when your husband will call you and say, come quickly. I want you to meet me in Westview Cross. Westview Cross, yeah. In what do you call it? Meet me in Broster. Why? He said, come quickly. Get Ivy to drive you to the place. By the time Auntie Mavis get there, Brother James is at the car park where the garage is. He said, pick the car you want. You didn't clap there. You didn't believe it. Hallelujah. He said, there was a man, he said, the level we are talking about, a man of God was ministering when I went to a conference. He said, the level God is moving, he said, people, you have to give your all to God in the sense that there are certain level when you begin to hear, you begin to walk into it. The only way God begin to do things, who has God manifested his life in? Check the Bible. The first thing God starts with, he releases word. And as you begin to hear it, the reason why Isaac was born was not because the womb of Sarah was fruitful or whatever. Abraham was more, his heads are more fertilized. The point was that God spoke his word. That is all. Praise God. So when God begins to speak into your life, it means he's getting ready to do something about it. Therefore, it is up to you to start listening. He said, take heed. Be careful about what you hear. You become what you hear. That is why I don't listen to so many things in my life, because the more you hear, the more you become. There are certain people who, when you are working with the wrong company, they don't know that the Bible said that bad company corrupt what? Good manners. They don't know that scripture. And some people tend to say, I'm working with them, but I'm not doing what they're doing. It's a matter of time. When you begin to walk with them, you begin to hear what they do. It begins to sink into your heart and you begin to do it. Praise the Lord. So you have to be very careful about what you listen to. I don't spend time to listen to people or to negative words. My ministry didn't succeed. It shut down. I don't listen to those people. I listen to those people who said the ministry got difficult. I trusted God and the door was open. I listen to those people. Because the more you hear, you develop faith. Praise the Lord. So when you are doing business and if your marriage is not working and all you do is to spend time with people who, haven't you noticed that some people whose marriages are not working, they always work with a group of people whose marriages are not working. You will always be in a marriage that is not working. If your marriage is not working, locate somebody whose one is working and yours will begin to work, because you will begin to hear what will change yours. Praise the Lord. I want you to come to the point, if your business is not working, listen to those who succeeded in their business and you begin to manifest the glory of God. Praise the Lord. He said, take heed. Whatever happens to your life is determined by what you listen. So why don't you control what you listen? Praise the Lord. When God wants to bless a man or woman, first change comes through a word, the kind of words he hears. He will start with those words. These words produces faith, and then come at the manifestation of the words. God always starts with what? With a word. And if we hope within this words he has released into our life, which means we place importance on them, we'll begin to see them happening to us. Praise the Lord. I remember when I came into this country, I had challenges with my immigration and stuff. Serious challenges. And every now and then I trusted God. And I was walking with a friend who was ahead of me, I think 3 years in this country. And I would be sitting down and he would come to tell me, I'm going for my indefinite. At that time I was on a work permit. I'm going for my indefinite. I said, God, when will it get to my turn? But I always encourage myself, if God can cause him to have his indefinite, it will get to my 10 one day. And I kept on hoping. And before I realized, he said, I'm going for my red passport. I said, hey, I've not even gotten to indefinite. And I moved into indefinite. And by the time I realized, I was also in ward, in red passport. How? Because I keep on hoping. Praise the Lord. Ask your neighbor, what are you hoping for? Amen. If I can control what, if you can control, if I can control what I hear, I can change my life because God will step into my situation. Most of our actions towards one another have been changed because of something we heard. Praise the Lord. Haven't you noticed that somebody stopped walking with you because of what he heard about you? Praise God. Amen. If, listen, look at me. I can't move everybody from this church. If I want to carry all of you out, I can't. Even Brother James alone, he will stop me. Amen. But I can do one thing that can cause all of you to move out. There was a, if I shout lion, tiger, by virtue of the fact that, assuming coincidentally or simultaneously, there was a noise coming from the kitchen. The way all of you will run out, it is not because there is one, it's because of what you did, what? You heard. When the devil wants to control your action, he will first control what you hear, and the rest become easy for him. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 9 to 11, and the Bible said that God came to the scene. God came to the scene and called Adam, and when he called Adam, Adam started hiding. Do you know that before he started hiding and said, I was naked, therefore I hid myself. Do you know that he was already naked? He was already naked until the devil came to tell him, when he had the fruit, his eyes was open. He was already naked. Let me tell you something. For the fact that his eyes was open doesn't mean he was seeing the right thing. He was seeing the wrong things. There are some of us, because of what we have been told, you are not good with maths, your teacher told you. Therefore, by virtue of repetition, you have become what he said. Praise the Lord. If you want to change anything in your life, it be business, it be your marriage, you have to change the language first, and the rest will follow. If you begin to change it without the verbal change, if you don't change it first verbally, it will begin to form back to what you are not saying. And I told you that you believe your husband because he told you he loves you. That is why you followed him. It's because of what you heard. Praise the Lord. They became naked because the devil told them their eyes were open. And their eyes really open into the negative way. There are times you can be looking at something right and your friends will tell you it is wrong and you begin to see it as wrong. It's not magic. Praise the Lord. So when the devil controls what you hear, he can control what you want, you do. Praise the Lord. Say to your neighbor, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things. That is what you have to believe in. When people tell you you will not succeed, that is what we tell them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So last week, I told you that what are you hearing? But I want to give you the assurance that hearing alone is the beginning of change, not the end of change. It's the beginning of the process, not the end of the process. Hearing alone is what? Is the beginning of the what? Of the process. Now the Bible said in Luke chapter 8, verse 43 to 45, the Bible said, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the borders of his garment, and immediately her flow stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? God is interested in causing you to hear the right stuff. But there is a level that his words would do in your life. The Bible said that many were around Jesus, but this woman touched Jesus with a purpose. And I told you last week that she said thy faith has made thee whole. In other words, we know that faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, which means that this woman had something. And this woman, what she had, could not cause her to behold until she touched Jesus. Be with me, somebody. Listen to me. Whatever you have heard will not produce a significant result in your life until you begin to involve your emotions, until you begin to involve your mind, until you begin to involve your hand and pursue after what your heart has heard with God. The Bible said that this woman was made whole, not because she had the right stuff, but because she had the right stuff and took a step into the right direction. There are some of us, we have been hearing for quite too long. We have been hearing the voice of God daily, consistently and regularly, but we aren't taking any step to touch Jesus. The manifestation of what we have heard become fruitful and become manifested when we touch Jesus. Many are walking around Jesus, and all they are interested in is that they want to hear more but do less about what they hear. The church has become a place where many want to hear more prophetic word from God. They want to hear more but do less about it. It is not a matter of hearing that brings about the change, but the change comes when we begin to touch. I prophesy upon the life of somebody under the sound of my voice that the time of hearing is about to mature into the time of touching. Come on, tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm about to touch him now. Oh, somebody's not hearing what I said. I said somebody is about to touch, because when you begin to see, there are things that are expected when you begin to hear. When you begin to hear something from God, it must affect your behavioral pattern. It must affect the way you talk. It must affect the way you take a step. The Bible said the step of the righteous are ordered by the Lord because he placed a word before that righteous man. The Bible said when he spoke his word to this woman with the issue of blood, this woman said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. I am here to tell somebody, I told you that the step the woman took was not the same step others could take. Maybe sometimes in your life when God speaks to you, it's about time you begin to take a step of faith. It is not just an ordinary faith. You took that step because of what you heard. Many are around Jesus and they are doing things out of hypocrisy. Their behavior is like the behavior of the Pharisees. They do things to please people, but God is looking for men and women in the house who will begin to take a step, not because of what men said, but because of what God told them. I prophesy into your life that every voice of God you have heard, from today you will touch the word in the name of Jesus. I said today you will touch it in the name of Jesus. When I check the dictionary, touching means come into or be in contact with. After we hear a word from God, we need to step into a place where we will have contact with the word of God. I pray today that you will have contact with the word of God in Jesus' name. You are about to touch the word. You are about to have contact with the word. If you hear for Christ, listen, if you hear and do nothing about what you are hearing, it means you've not heard. The Bible said that Elijah said, go and tell the king, I have heard the sound of abundance of rain. And by virtue of what he heard, he sat on the chariot and started running. If what you hear doesn't change the way you behave, it means you've not heard. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Haven't you noticed that ever since you told your wife when she was your fiancé or girlfriend or friend, immediately you told her, I love you, the way she behaved changed around you? Why are you looking at me like you've not been there? Hallelujah. Brother Joshua, are you there? When you told Sister Dorcas, even Sister Dorcas, sometimes when you call her, she doesn't pick your call. But after the day you told her, I think I've fallen in love with you. Now the priority she gives to her your cause changes. The way you even dress change. If you are told Brother Joshua is coming, Sister Dorcas rush the room and put on something nice. Why? Because of what she heard. Praise the Lord. If after Brother Joshua... Why are you picking on me, Pastor? After Brother Joshua told Sister Dorcas, I love you. I want to marry you. And the way Sister Dorcas treat other men is the same way she treat Brother Joshua. It means she didn't hear what Brother Joshua said. Praise the Lord. They want to give you a microphone. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, say, Pastor, preach. Somebody is giving microphone. You get a microphone yourself. Haven't you noticed when Brother Moses came to this church? He used to dress nicely, but it's okay. We took like that. But the day I got to know he's proposed to Melissa, his changes change. The way he talked change. Everything about him changed. Why? Because he has said something. When God speaks to you, he expects your behavior to change. And the way God behaves towards you also begin to change. But when Melissa heard that Brother Moses is in love, and she comes to, if I notice it, how many notice it? Her dressing change. Praise the Lord. Why? Because she heard something. If what she heard doesn't change her attitude, it means she's not heard. And by virtue of the fact that it was just at that point, there was no ring anywhere. There was no ring word anywhere. It was just a verbal word, agreement. No legal, nothing there. It was the beginning. So if Melissa or Moses don't put up a behavior, and that behavior will lead to the maturity of going to the court to consolidate what was agreed. Most of you want the end product, but you don't want to initiate something to consolidate what is started. Praise the Lord. You need to have the confidence in what God told you and start behaving. That is why he said, when men say there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up. Not because we have seen it up, but because God told us it's up. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Not because we are strong, but because we believe. And by virtue of the fact that we believe, we became. Praise the Lord. But the believer, I want to see first. In my country, there is a language we say, Gafili Gagogoji. Which means seeing is believing. But don't be Thomas. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to believe it. Say to your neighbor, believe it. Let me go back before I mention Brother David. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason why most of us aren't able to touch him is because of the following. I will just give you five. Amen. Fear of losing again. Fear of losing again. The woman with the issue of blood could have capitalized on her past failure. And she wouldn't even dare try to take a step and touch Jesus. I prophesy upon your life. The things that you heard that couldn't produce result. This time what you are about to hear will produce result in the name of Jesus. But it can only produce result when you begin to take a step of faith and touch Jesus. So fear of losing word again. You will not fail again in the name of Jesus. The second one is looking down on yourself. Looking down on yourself. Don't have what it takes. The attitude of other believers. Looking down on yourself. We tend to say that I don't have what it takes. I don't have the faith like Pastor. I remember there was a lady who used to come to the church, and she wasn't married at that time. And she said, how can it be that I will get married? Even those who are more committed to church are not even married. How can I get married? She is comparing herself with what? She is looking down upon herself that she is not what? She is not qualified. Looking down upon yourself. The Bible said, it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith God. He said, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But he said, it continue. Nor skills to men of understanding, but time and chances appended to them all. Oh, I don't have a qualification. I don't have what it takes. I can't speak like Brother Joshua. I can't do this like that. I can't do this like that. I can't do this like that. Don't stop looking down upon yourself. God will make it work if you take the step to just obey. Amen. The third one is following the standard of men. The standard of men. You can't get this because you haven't got this. Men, the Bible said that the woman with the issue of blood, according to custom, she wasn't supposed to touch Jesus. She was unclean. And everybody would have judged her from that standard. But she said, in spite of this standard, I am willing to risk it. In my study this week, I came across a testimony. A lady who has not got a degree, she applied for a degree job. But when she went for the interview, they realized that she hasn't got a degree, but she applied for the job. But when they finished with the interview and all the process, they discovered that she was more competent than even those who have got a degree. And the employer said, I am willing to risk it. I will employ you, but you have to do your degree whilst you are on the job. She got a job. I thought you would clap your hands there. Why? Because she had the faith. Listen, there are so many people around Jesus, but only few are touching him. It is not just touching Jesus that matters, but touching him with a word, a purpose, with a revelation. Praise God. The fourth one is comparing yourself with others. The Bible said, them that compare themselves with each other word, are fools. Stop comparing yourself with others. Hallelujah. The fifth one, why people can't touch God. Why people can't walk in the faith in the words they've heard from God. The fifth one is giving excuses and procrastinating. Praise the Lord. If God tells you to give 10 pounds, if I had 20 pounds, I would be able to do it. Aish. The day you'll be told to give 5 pounds, if I have 10 pounds, I'll be, every time you have a reason why you can't touch Jesus. But today, every reason will suspend in Jesus' name. I say today, every reason will suspend. In Luke chapter 8, verse 46 to 47, the Bible said, but Jesus said, somebody touch me, for I perceive power going out of me. Today, you will have the experience of power leaving Jesus. I didn't hear amen. I said, today you have the experience of virtue leaving Jesus. I said, virtue is about to leave Jesus today for your sake. The things you have been struggling with, I prophesy and I speak into your life that the rest of the mountain this year, you are about to take a risk. You are about to stop comparing yourself with others. You are about to stop procrastinating. You are about not to follow the standard of men. You are about not to look down upon yourself. You are about not to look down upon yourself to say that you will fail again. But the same place you fail, I see the grace of God coming upon you like Isaac, who dug the wells and they covered it. But it got to a point he dug it and nobody could cover it. I say your place of redemption is coming in the name of Jesus. Now when the woman saw that she could not hide, the Bible said, came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him. And how she had been healed what? Immediately. I see God giving you deliverance immediately. I see God giving you deliverance immediately. Now when you read the verse 48 of the chapter 8, everybody would think that there was a problem with a woman. But there is no problem with a woman. Get ready. Something is going to happen here. The Bible said in the verse number 48, it said what? And he said unto her, daughter, be of war, of good cheer. In other words, it means that be happy. It means that be excited. It means that celebrate. Why must she celebrate? Because there is nobody who touches me and nothing happens to them. They thought Jesus was going to rebuke that woman, but Jesus wanted to congratulate her. And I say, as you leave this house this day, Jesus is about to congratulate you, because you are about to do what will cause you to receive congratulation. Jesus was looking for her to congratulate her. Her confidence have produced something remarkable. Jesus saw the situation. He said, I am surrounded by many. I wanted many to touch me so that a virtue will go out of me. It cannot go out of him if it was not there. The reason why it can go out of him is because it's there. And the reason that it is there is because of you. But because you are not touching, you aren't taking what belongs to you. The Bible said Jesus was so excited. He said, I have to see this woman. I have to see this woman who is so desperate. I want to see this woman who believed in my word when they heard it. I want to see this woman who, in spite of the people around me who could have limited her from touching me, I want to see that woman. Precious one, under the sound of my voice, by before the end of this year, I see Jesus looking for you to give a testimony. The Bible said when Jesus find that woman, the Bible says she gave a testimony. I prophesy into your life that God is about to bless you that you may give a testimony. Come on, give your neighbor a high five and say, touch him, touch him. I know some of you have been down for quite too long, but Jesus must start looking for you. He is not looking for you because you've done nothing about what you have heard. My Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 25 verse 23, he said his Lord said unto him, he said, well done thou good and faithful servant. That was what Jesus was saying to the woman with the issue of blood. He said, thou good and faithful servant, I left you with a word and I came back to see result. I spoke a word into your life and I can see the production of my miracle. He stopped immediately. He said, tell me about this miracle. The woman said, Lord, I know you know about it, but I have to testify. He said, I had some issue of blood and I could not help myself and I could not deliver myself. I used all I had to help myself, but no result yet. And my Bible said Jesus delighted in listening to what he has done. It was like God in Genesis. And the Bible said, he said, let there be light. And the Bible said, light came to God and said, light, I am here. And God said, God saw that the light was good. And the woman came forth to Jesus. And Jesus started hearing what she was saying. Even though he knew what has happened, he still wanted to hear, to encourage somebody. I am about to say to somebody under the sound of my voice, heaven is about to look for you to testify. I say, heaven is about to cause you to testify. Give your neighbor a high five and say, get ready for a testimony. Come on, say, get ready. Hearing alone is the beginning of the journey. Today, I see you touching Jesus for your change. I said, I see you touching Jesus for your change. Come on, say to your neighbor, my change is coming. In 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 9, the Bible said, it said, arise, get thee Zarephath. It said, which is belongeth to Zidon. It said, dwell there, behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. My brother, my sister, look at what the Bible said. I've read this scripture so many times until my spiritual father sat me down and taught me something about this. The Bible said that God has commanded that woman, which means God has already spoken to that woman before the prophet got there. When the prophet got there, the Bible said this woman didn't look at the limitations of of her life. The Bible said that when she heard the word of God, she must take action into it. It said, show me your, he said, how can you have faith without action? He said, that faith cannot save you. And the Bible said, this woman had a little oil, but that was the same woman. If God wants to bring a change in your life, he doesn't look at what you have in your hand, he looks at what he can speak into your life. And in spite, the Bible said, there is no temptation that have befallen us that has not got a way of escape, but such as is common with all men. It means that if you receive a prophetic word that you are going to marry a great man, it means that the greatness is a seed within you, and if you can position yourself, you shall see the glory of God. My Bible said, he said, I've commanded a widow, my precious one under the sound of my voice. God wanted to bring a change in the life of a widow. He didn't give her food, he gave her a word. And by virtue of the fact that this woman walked in the realm of obedience, how will I be able to touch Jesus? I have to master being what? Obedient to God. Come and say to your neighbor, be obedient to God. The Bible said, the woman said, in spite of what my mind is telling me, in spite of the limitations of my mind, I am willing to say yes, Lord. There are times in your life you can't argue with God. All you need to do for your manifestation is for you to say yes, God. It doesn't matter. He knows you have to pay your bills. There are times he's about to bring a change in your life. He will speak a word into your life. He will speak a word through the pastor, through the leadership, through the members, into your life. And all that you need to do is to say yes, Lord. Can I hear somebody say yes, Lord? The Bible said, he said yes, Lord. When that woman did the step that contributed to the manifestation, without touching Jesus, there is no manifestation. Come on, say to your neighbor, touch him, touch him, touch him, touch him. Genesis chapter 18 verse 10, he said what? And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah had it. See what happened. Sarah did what? Had it. In the tent door. Which was what? Behind. The word behind means a place of doubt. A place of what? Doubt. I'm getting ready to finish now. We're getting slow here. Look at me. When you have grown old, you've grown old in your 80s, what you delight doing, I've not been there. Somebody told me, but I have people in the house who have been there before. But that will be with me. There are times when you grow to a certain age, you don't play softly, consistent. There are times you don't make love to your wife. The enjoyment is more of being around her, touching her, just playing around and having fun and talking without involving any sexual intercourse. Fellowship is more of essence at that level. Just being a fellowship and being around. Okay? But when Sarah and Abraham heard this word, they said, if we do nothing about it, Abraham used to lie there and Sarah lies there and they talk. They were involved in talking. But when Abraham heard that word, he said, enough is with the talking. We have to start doing something. Otherwise, we don't want to produce another Jesus. Then Abraham was so weak and would jump on Sarah. And through the face of time, he began to do something that he knew couldn't produce result. But by virtue of the fact that he started doing something about what was said, Isaac was born. Do you think that Abraham didn't meet Sarah? He met him. But after they heard the word, they said, let's start doing something. The talking is too much. Let's start doing something. Today, you will start doing something. I said, today, you will start doing something. I don't know who you are, but today, you will start doing something. Whatever God told you, you will start doing something. I say, whatever you have heard, you will start doing something. Whatever you will do for your chain to come, you will start doing something. Come on, say to your neighbor, start doing something. My Bible said in the book of Mark to end it all, Mark chapter 10 verse number 47-48, my Bible said, let me have the communion. The Bible said, when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. I'm talking about blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by. When Jesus is passing by and you do nothing, he will pass by you. Jesus passing by, it's like you receiving a prophecy from God. It's like you hearing a word from God. But I'm about to tell somebody under the sound of my voice that all it takes for your miracle to happen is that you must hear that Jesus is passing by. And after you hear that Jesus is passing by, you must find a word to scream. You must find a word to shout. You must find a word to touch him. Sometime the woman with the issue of blood had to overcome the crowd, had to overcome her environment. Blind Bartimaeus had to overcome his environment. I am here to prophesy into your life that no level of economic limitation will be able to limit your prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus. I am here to prophesy upon your life. It doesn't matter who is ahead of you. So far as God said you will overtake, the strength of God is coming upon you that you will run through the troop. You will leap over the walls and you will begin to do supernatural works. Come on, stand on your feet and begin to pray and say, Lord, every word I have heard from you, may I begin to touch you. May I begin to touch you. Begin to pray. Begin to pray like you believe God. Let me have the instrumentalist. Begin to pray that, Lord, empower me to touch you. Help me to overcome my fear. Help me to overcome looking down upon myself. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. I want to hear the voice of people who are filled with power to pray. Come on, lift up your right hand. Say, my Father, as I pray this day, empower me to touch you. Help me to overcome my weakness. Help me to overcome my fear. Begin to pray, somebody, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Today it is happening. Today it is going to happen. This year is your year. You shall see. The blood is stopping. Whatever is causing you pain, it's about to stop in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, my God, my Father, I am touching you today. I am touching you today. I am touching you, Lord. Let my promise touch you today. Your prophetic word concerning my marriage, concerning my children, I touch you, Lord. Come on, begin to pray. Come on, touch him, touch him, touch him, touch him. I see virtue coming out from heaven. I see virtue coming out from God. Come on, somebody, begin to pray. I see God turning you around. I see the barrenness is moving away because you chose to touch him in the name of Jesus. I know there are some jabbers among us whose name is about to encounter diviners in the name of Jesus. I see some Jacob around us who are about to touch God, that their name will be changed to Israel. Come on, begin to pray. Come on, begin to say, Lord, let the palo sike te brenda, in the name of Jesus. I want to touch you. 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 Oh, Lambano said, I want to touch you. 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 Come on, begin to pray. Lord, let me touch you. Empower me to touch you. I don't want to waste your word. I want to touch you. I want to touch you. Enough is enough. I'll allow people to dictate to me, but this time, let your word dictate to me in the name of Jesus.